There's an army that is rising out of tribal. Global Budding Bearers, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Budding Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Budding Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of a ministry, Pastor Victor Onicha, bring forth God's words.
Lord, we give you praise on this mountain. It has been you. Thank you, Father, for that which you are doing in this next phase of the commission. Thank you, Father, because on the 9th of March, Budding Bearers officially clocked 13 years of your faithfulness, of your mercy. We have enjoyed your mercy. We have enjoyed your grace. I stand here as your privileged servant, as the presiding apostle over the commission, to say thank you. All we have seen in Budding Bearers, it has been you from the first day up to now. We return all the praise to you. We return all the thanks to you. All we say this afternoon is, Lord, thank you. Thank you. All the glory belongs to you, both now and in the future, it belongs to you. We will never share in your glory. We give you praise for all the healings, all the deliverances, all the accurate prophetic word that have been coming to pass over and over again. For the high tension of your word on this mountain, for the high tension of your presence, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for the minister, the precious ministers you have given to us as a ministry, we say thank you. The precious workers, we say thank you. For the old and the new members, we say thank you. Father, for that which we are going to do in this next phase of the commission, we say thank you in advance. Lord, this afternoon, as I teach your word, I decree that you will increase in me. Let the next voice that your people will hear, let it be the voice of Jesus through my mouth. Let Jesus alone be glorified. It's a vow, it's a commitment, that the glory is yours. Take all the praise, Father. Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Give Jesus a clap offering. Take your seat in God's house. Thank you, Jesus.
This God is too good, oh.
This God is too good, oh.
This God is too good, oh.
Oh, this God is too good, oh.
This God is too good, oh.
My God, you are too good, oh.
This God is too good,
oh. I know this God is too good, oh.
This God.
This God is too good, oh.
This God is too good.
Well, now series on covenant wealth. Covenant wealth. Deuteronomy 8, verse number 18. Deuteronomy 8, verse number 18. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 8, verse number 18.
Verse number 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. We're looking at covenant wealth. We went ahead, we defined what covenant wealth is all about, just a brief recap. And went ahead, we looked at the purpose of covenant wealth. Went ahead, we saw the benefit of kingdom investment. Then we saw covenant practice. Then we started looking at the list of covenant practice every believer should engage in to enter her wealthy place. So right now, everyone, put on your seatbelt. Be ready to hear God's word. What our parents they did not hear, what they did not practice that made them to be where they are, that today we are doing all of the struggle, is what we want to release this afternoon. So last 2 weeks we started by looking at tithing. We said tithing is the foundation For wealth and prosperity, the tithing is the foundation for wealth and prosperity. We said, a man that doesn't tithe is out of the covenant. And what is tithing? Tithing is 10% of all your income. 10%. God is not asking for 50%, He's asking for 10%. Hear me and hear me well. God is an orderly God. And if He says 10% in His word, it is 10%. Resist it to 5%, you're on your own. Hear this. What I teach this afternoon, I'm a covenant practitioner. Number two, I have learned this from my father, Evanisonio Kafo. He said, God's son, Reverend Dr. Makwai, taught him and said, son, if you want to be great, practice the principle of tithing. These men were nothing. God raised them through what? Their tithe. Through their tithe. So the first key, the first covenant practice which everybody in this hall should practice constantly, consistently, is tithing. So if you're not a tither in this hall, or you tithe this month, next month you don't tithe, next month you don't tithe. If you're not consistent in it, you are out of the covenant of wealth. Hear this, it is God that brings men to their wealthy place. Pastor Vico cannot bring you to your wealthy place. Your spiritual father cannot bring you to your wealthy place. It is God that brings men to their wealthy place if they comply to covenant terms. You can be handsome and broke. You can be beautiful and broke. So you practice the covenant principle, then you rise like an eagle. It takes consistency. If you practice it for 7 years, you move it to 10 years. Lord, where is the reward for Titus? He will show up. So last week, we started looking at what the blessings of tithing. Last week, we took our time, we looked at the important things to note about tithing, the benefit of tithing. Then we looked at wrong mindset that people have about tithing. Then we looked at two kinds of tithe. We said number one, personal tithe, and what? Corporate tithe. Now let me warn all the businessmen and women here this afternoon. Corporate tithe, you must be faithful in it. I have discovered that many business people, they want to play games. Don't play games with God. It was Bishop David Onyeko that said, don't idolize your business like a Shango shrine. Meaning you are idolizing your business if it's a shrine. Don't idolize it. Practice the principle. No matter I anoint oil for you and give to you and you go to your shop and you pour it and you're not a tither, the devourer will hit your shop. I'm telling you the truth. So there's personal tithe that opens your own heaven. Your own. And your own destiny. Then there's a corporate tithe that opens your business platform. If you want to move your business right now to a company, then to an organization, to a conglomerate, then you must tithe so that God can give you a shift. You look at people like Chimax and the rest that are believers, covenant practitioners, they do their best to tithe. Don't play with it. Burden bearers, we tithe. Our tithe leaves the ministry at the end of every month. My sons that have ministry, you don't tithe, your ministry will continue going down. You tithe, God will open the heavens. So we can come for anointing service and I will hold you out of love and I'll pray for you and release the mantle. But if you don't do your own part by praying, by paying your ministry tithe, the devourer will come in. Members will find fault in the ministry. People will leave the ministry. The ministry will not be organized. If you're here, say amen. And there was one aspect that last week I could not touch because of our time. And let's look at the consequence of not paying tithe. What is the consequence? Number one. The consequence of not paying tithe. Number one. Not paying tithe will bring you under a curse. Not paying tithe will bring you under a curse. Look at Malachi chapter 3. Verse 8 to 9. Malachi chapter 3, 8 to 9. Yes.
Verse 8 to 9. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse.
Ye are cursed with a curse. Look at your Bible now. The Bible said, ye are cursed with a curse. For ye have what? Robbed me. Stop there. Anyone that is not a tither is under a curse. Look at it. Ye are cursed with a curse. This curse is coming from God himself. So then one consequence of not paying your tithe is you bring yourself, meaning you carry yourself and place yourself under a curse. How do you place yourself under the blessings of God? You release your tithe constantly and faithfully. That is how to come out of... Now hear this. There's already curse on ground on our lives from our father's house. Look at your father's house very, very well. There's a curse that's at work. No matter how you are a prayer warrior, even me too, in my father's house, in my mother's house, there's a curse at work. Now, what has helped some of us is very simple. We have decided to practice the covenant of tithing to pull out of the curse from our father's house. So, person, the curse from your father's house is already on ground. They're not paying tithe again. God himself now is placing them on the curse. You are cursed with a curse. So not paying tithe brings a curse on your head. Number two, consequence of not paying tithe. Not paying tithe exposes you to satanic attack. It exposes you to satanic attack. Remember that last week I spoke to us about the devourer. It exposes you to satanic attack. It exposes you to satanic what? Attack. Sicknesses. Any arrow that comes from any angle, it comes at you. But for a covenant practitioner, you're not being exposed to attacks. Number three, what are the consequences of not paying tithe because of our time? Not paying tithe place a mark of rejection. A mark of rejection and disfavor on you. Not paying tithe place on you the mark of rejection and disfavor. You wonder why anywhere you go, people that don't accept you, they reject you. What is the diagnosis? You have not been paying your tithe. You have been rejected everywhere. What's the diagnosis? You have not been paying your tithe. Start paying your tithe and see the kind of favor that begins to follow your life. Here, there's nothing just happened just like that. No. Something must compel it. Something must propel it. So if you look at your life right now, your life is full of rejection. After this service, make up your mind. I can't make up your mind for you. Me, I've made up my own mind. You need to make up your mind. This day, choose life or death. That's what God told the children of Israel. Choose life or death. So you have to make up your mind that for me, I want favor. I want God to embarrass me with favor. I want the rain of favor to fall on me. Where if I turn left, favor. Right, favor. Front, back, favor. Then you are faithful in your tithe. If you are here, say amen. What are the consequences of not paying tithe? Number four now. Not paying your tithe brings you into suffering and hardship. I will need to explain what suffering is. Suffering is the younger brother of hardship. Hardship is the grandfather of suffering. Where even the poor begin to call you and your family poor. Say, we like this, we better, we still better pass Mazi. We still better pass Nancy. We still better pass Nancy's family now. Imagine somebody in Makodi. They are living in one room. The painful thing about the one room is the roof is not good. Have you ever lived in that kind of house? I pray for you. May you never live in that kind of house. May you not have anyone that's connected there. Someone was leading prayer one of the days with the name we tell. He said, when rain is falling those days, the mother will have to, they will carry the bed and go and put on the wall, one side, that place that the roof is good. Meaning, as the rain is falling, they are doing night vigil, compulsory night vigil, because the rain is falling in the house. That's what we call hardship. The grandfather of suffering. How to come out of it? Pay your tithe. What belongs to God? See, hear this. Even though you could admit to I'm God, I will deal with all the tithers. I gave you 100%. Just give me 10%. Then you hold the 90. You still carry the 10 and put aside. I'll not give you. Does that make sense? But our action shows it. There are many of us, you have heard about tithing in your church. You have heard about tithing in this ministry. One of the things I do every year is I teach on covenant practice. But you have made up your mind not to obey it. No wonder you have still been suffering. Do it faithfully and do it consistently. Faithfully and consistently. Faithfully and consistently. Not that I pay this month. Then, when they call titles, they write, I say, I forget to. You are sitting there, you are saying you forgot. What is your phone doing? Can't you do a phone transfer? The devil will do his best for us not to pay. Men of God, the devil will do his best for you not to pay tithe. You can put on suit and be smiling. As I'm talking now, you are just, God is talking to you. Say amen. God is talking to you. Then you hide under it. The devil will know how to polish it. No, last week I told us the way the drama crew, the way the devil will just come around. Don't pay. Don't pay. Then you too, between your head. Yes, I will not pay. I will not pay. Then under it comes. So what's the consequence of not paying tithe? Number 5. Not paying tithe stops your blessing and close the heavens. It stops your blessing and it closes the heavens. It stops your blessing and it closes the heavens. Minister Sam, Mr. Francis, please come. Mr. Arome, please come. You stand there. You stand there. Come like this. Now this brother, he started live. And now he heard the message that Pastor Victor preached on Titan. Then he makes up his mind. His salary is 10,000 naira. And he's consistent in paying his tithe. This is like 7 years going to 10 years faithfully. He has been praying in tongues. He has been fasting. He has been studying God's word. Now, God wants to move him to his next level. Remember that our conference was next level what? Conference. So, he has been faithful in paying his tithe. He heard the message and he told himself, heaven will never, the devil will never catch me not being faithful in my tithe. Start tithing. Now God is going to send and position him for his next level. So as his tithe continues going up to heaven constantly, then God will hold his hand and bring him to his hundreds of thousands. Hold yourself together. Before, he was collecting what? 10,000. Now God has carried him to a what? To his hundreds of thousands. Maybe through his business or in his office he was promoted. See, hear this. The God that we serve, the Bible says what? He's the rewarder of them that diligently works. So you think that if you pay tithe, maybe this Sunday, next Sunday, the blessing will come. It's a lie. God will try you for 7 years, for 10 years, and see your consistency before he begins to bless you. Now he sees that this guy has been faithful. He has been faithful. Then God will still carry him and bring him here. This is his millions. Put your hands with him. This is his millions. This guy, he will be very, very shocked the way God will do it through his business, through his ministry, through his office. Now he's staying in his millions. Then somebody that did not pay tithe, that's on this level, and say, didn't we attend the same burden bearers? We attended the same burden bearers. But hear this, you didn't do what Brother Francis was doing. He had the principle, he practiced it. Why this brother is still at that level? God has shifted him right now to his millions. Now can I have somebody that represents billions here? Anybody can come out. Then God looks at him and says, okay, since you have been faithful, let me carry you to your billions. Remember that he started from what? From 10,000 naira. The God that we serve, he's a God of process. He's going to pass you through the process. But hear this, when you are going through the process, go through the process practicing the principles. Many of us, we are going through the process and saying, it go better, but you're not practicing the principle. So what will happen is, you will still remain on one level. There are levels in God. Now we are set for our next level conference. Now, every time we come close to our anniversary period, that's the time that I've noticed that God used to shift this ministry and the members of this ministry to the next level. There are many of us that you touched your first million last day after our anniversary. You know what I'm saying? The people that opened their businesses after the last year anniversary. Another one is coming. Supernatural shift. Strategically. Now, it is only covenant practitioners that God will look at their faithfulness and move them to their next level. Those that have been playing games, what happens to them? Sorry. Sorry. So now this brother is in his billions. Do you know that if he comes to a meeting, please, can you pray in tongues like a big man? Okay, let me help him. This is how a big man, this is how he prays in tongues. Ba 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 ba, that's all. Why this brother is here? Jesus! Father! This brother is... So if he wants to pray in his house, do you know what he will do? In his estate, he will just go outside and he will wear his sneakers. He's just moving like this. Then he enters into his sitting room and hide the AC. Why that brother is sweating there? Jesus, you must change my level. You must change my level. Hear this. Wealth and prosperity doesn't answer to prayer. It doesn't answer to fasting. It doesn't answer to your tears. It answers to what? Covenant what? Take your seat in God's house. In summary on the issue of tithing, tithe is the foundation for wealth and what? Prosperity. I think I can put my full stop there on the matter of tithing. Let's go to the next covenant practice. Yup, see I overflow. I wanna run over.
I wanna run over.
Fill me up
till I overflow.
Till I overflow.
I wanna run over.
I wanna run
over.
Next covenant practice I want to share with us is what I call prophet offering. Now before I begin to buttress on that matter, prophet offering. Now Bible student, let's work some scripture out as Bible student. By now, if you're a student of this house, you should be able to be reading your Bible every day. So now let's jump with scriptures now. On a certain day, Prophet Samuel was asked by God to go to the house of Jesse. To go and do what? To go and anoint a king. Anytime that Prophet Samuel shows up in a city, the inhabitants of that city are already afraid. Why are they afraid? Number one, because he's either coming to bless or to what? Or to curse. Now, he's either coming to bless or coming to what? To curse. Let your attention be here. Now hear this. While he went to Jesse's house, who did he pour the oil on David? He anointed him as what? As king. So in scripture, all through scripture, it is prophets that anoint what? Men as what? As king. Even Saul, who anointed him as king? Prophet Samuel. Are we Bible student? Are we Bible student? Now hear this. Next, to my own opinion, next to tithing is prophet offering. Because it is the prophet that anoints men to become king. It's still the prophet that anoints men to become wealthy. The Bible said, believe in the Lord your God. You shall be what? Believe in his prophet. You shall what? So your prosperity is in the hand of what? I knew this at the age of 16. At the age of 16, I started carrying a recharge card of 200 to my father. I came from a family that's cursed. My own grandfather, I knew that there was a curse following his life. My grandfather, the only thing I saw in his compound was bicycle. And that bicycle was as old as when Moses left the mountain Sinai. So when you see that kind of bicycle, you know that this bicycle, meaning they are new bicycle and they are old bicycle, ancient of this. That's the category of the bicycle that my grandfather had. My father, he told me, he said, Victor, I dipped my hand on the ground and I beat my chest that will break the record in my father's house. He said, Victor, when we went to the village, he showed me the primary school that he went. He said, I could not go to the best school because my father was poor. Even the poor people in our village caused my grandfather poor. The first day that my father bought a car, no, what is car? Moto. To the village. That motor, now you saw the bike that Oloche was using for the rally. The way that bike was sounding, that was how that car was sounding. And hear this. When we arrive at the compound, you need to see how my grandfather was dancing and my grandmother for a motor that the son bought. Meaning he was the first to break that yoke of poverty. Before my late dad, before he died, he called me and said, please, do something for me. Carry this mantle and make sure you wipe away poverty from your father's house. I didn't know that was the last word that my father was giving to me. He told me, follow Ebenezer son Okafo very well. The principle you have started practicing, I can see greatness coming on you. So move. That was it. He told me the things that I didn't know is responsible for where I am now. But even right now, I'm still better than people in my father's house. Back to the subject of prophet offering. How did my life change? This was the man and God's handmaiden that God used to change my life. Media, please, let's get better picture of God's servant because they have upgraded. This is not my father's face again. God has moved. Yesterday, somebody came to God's servant and gave him a tier leader car. Tier leader. So that's the mantle that we are under. Remember that he just came from Reverend Dr. Mark Pye's place. He said, people brought Prado Jeep and Reverend Dr. Mark Pye said, there is no space. And God's servant told God's servant and said, sir, there's space in my house. He said, may the Lord start surprising you like that. And just yesterday, one of the sons just brought tear leader for my father. He called me and said, my first son in the gospel, you need to sing for any other person. So me and Moses, we had to go. And when he just opened the car, their cars. Oh God, take me to my next level. So I don't know the cause in your father's house, but it can break being under a prophetic coverage. And how you maximize your prophetic coverage is by your prophetic seed. Now, when we preach things like this, some person will feel that because we want them to do to us. No. If you don't do it, I and my wife, we understand this principle. We don't go to see our spiritual father empty. God punished the devil for that day where I appear before God's son without a seed. Except yesterday during our rally, we didn't plan to go there. But anytime I go to see God's servant, there must be a seed on my hand. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every
chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Now before I define some definition of terms, I want you to write this down. Your prosperity is tied to your prophet. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles 20:20. I am tired of this stethoscope. It's gonna be more than this.
There's gotta be more, gotta be more. There's gotta be more than this.
I am tired.
I'm tired of this stethoscope. There's gotta be more than this. It's gotta be more, gotta be more. It's gotta be more than this.
2 Chronicles 20:20. Yes.
2 Chronicles 20:20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Our emphasis. The Bible said, Believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be what? Established. Establishment is in God's realm. It is God that establishes men. But when it comes to the matter of prosperity, believe in his prophets, and ye shall what? Prosper. Your prosperity is in the hands of your prophets. One of the things that must not happen in your life, in your lifetime, is for your spiritual father, for your prophet to be angry with you. If he's angry with you, you are dead. Before God's man Bezalel went to meet with the Lord, all the people that he was angry with, that provoked him, up to today, they are nothing. People like Bishop David, you know the Pope. People like Risa Jaffo and the rest of them. Up to tomorrow, those guys are still in wealth because there was a major mantle carrier in their own day that every one of them, they are lying to him. And he prophesied into their life. For God's man, Bishop David Nidipo, he said he carried money in Ghana must go, sold his B2 and went to meet God's servant. He told him, pull it on the ground and step on it. Say, from today, you begin to step on money. So don't think that it's all about your hard work. Hard work is good, but you have worked too hard now. In life, there's what I call hard work and smart work. Me, I believe in smart work. If you want to do hard work, continue carrying the bag of rice and the bag of beans and the bag of whatever. Smart work is obeying the covenant practice. Then go to your office, go to your business place, and just do little things, and God takes over. As a minister of the gospel, you just live your life on covenant, smart work. Live your life on the covenant principle and continue practicing it. And God carries you and your ministry on eagle's wing. Why others? They don't believe in principle. Forget spiritual father. What is that? Nonsense. What is prophet offering? Nonsense. What is giving? Nonsense. Don't worry. Be doing that nonsense. You remain on one level for years. That's why their ministry is where it is. Why others? Because one Paul Lenenche went to Abuja. Entered a bus to Abuja. With his bag, I said, go to Abuja and start up a ministry. But before then, he went and aligned to God's servant Bishop David Unidipo. Went to Abuja. He said he pulled his two shoes and hold it on his hand when he got to Abuja with his bag. Maybe somebody might see him that time and say, all this of our head pastor. The same man today in the city of Abuja has the biggest church in Abuja, making impact. What are his secrets? Covenant principle. Because Pastor Lotcher that said this in one of the conferences, that guy, he doesn't want to say this, but hear this, that God's servant went to Bishop David Nidipo's birthday and gave him something trillion. If not 10 trillion, it will be 15 trillion. We have million, we have billion, and we have what? Trillion. He knows the value of his father. Any of you don't know the value of your prophet. You have been doing 200 naira chat card. 100 naira chat card. Wine. Know the value of your father. Hear this. I will tell you certain things. You need to grow. You need to grow. Yeah. Thank God for the level that you are. But me, I used to stretch myself. I want to get to the next level. What do? I visit my prophet with a mega seed. That is, sir. This is the whole money in my account, sir. I need a shift, sir. He said, Victor, I said, Daddy, I need a shift. You know, my wife and my children, they are like, me, I'm Abraham. So when I move, Sarah moves, and Isaac what? So if I remain at one point and I don't practice the principle, they will remain at one point. Dangerous things that we do. It's a particular cooler that my wife doesn't put food for me. Not even for, that one is specially for our father. On his birthday. At that time, my wife was trusting God for wisdom. Do you know what she did? She cooked Papa's favorite and carried it and said, Papa, I want to be pregnant. I want to be what? Isaac told his son, Esau. He said, just get me a venison, salt that my heart will love, and I release the blessing. What concerns food and the blessing? She understood that secret. She carried. And God's man prayed for her and said, go and tell your husband to do his work. Wisdom is alive. It's in the children's department. Someone getting it? Why they are still the same persons that are with him in the ministry there? No children. Why? They have dishonored their prophets. See, one of the things we must key this up to me is over familiarity. I know him. I have stayed with God for 15 years, going to 16 years. I have never been familiar with his grace. And I'm one of the when it comes to ministry, I'm the first son. I'm his first son in ministry. Constant, everything he does, he calls me. But there's this level of grace and respect I have for him. I don't joke with him. I refuse to be familiar with grace. When you are familiar with grace, what comes on you is disgrace. His grace. So what is prophet offering now? Let's talk now. We have laid the foundation. Prophet offering is an offering given to a prophet. It's an offering given to a prophet. The question is, who is a prophet? A prophet refers to a man of God. When we talk about prophet in this context, we are talking about a man of God. A man who God has placed over your life and destiny. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, you need a man that you should be under. You need a man of God who you should submit your head to. So a prophet refers to a man of God. A man who God has placed over your life and destiny. There are many of us that you had vivid dreams that, this is the man of God I should submit under. Now you went to him and said, sir, be my spiritual father. That is your prophet. That's the man that has the authority to lay his hand on your head. Not everybody lays his hand on my head. Why? I have a prophet. I have a prophet. What about suddenly people that have anointing to lay hands on people just came and lay hand on your head? As soon as that hand comes on my head, I will go to God and say, sir, there's one hand that came on my head. Please unlay it, sir. He will lay his hand and I unlay that hand. So there's something that we call unlaying of. Because someone can lay his hand on you and lay nonsense on you. Lay the spirit of Lord. Lay property on you. So I don't play with that one. As soon as that hand comes today, the next day I show before God's servant, please unlay it. That's how we function in this kingdom. Take your seat in God's house. For me, God's servant Evangelist Okafor and the wife, they are the people that God has set over my life. From nothing has become something based on my connection to them. If I was not connected to them, you could have not known me. Is somebody getting it? My late dad, sorry to say this, he didn't have a spiritual father. He had a pastor, but he didn't have a spiritual father. Even when I spoke so much about God's evangelism as my spiritual father, my late dad was angry. He said, so that means me I'm what? I said, sir, you are my biological father, sir. This one is my spiritual father. My possible that in their own day, there was no teacher to straighten things for them. But in my own day, I had teachers that could straighten things for me. So I cannot be like my father. I'm already more than him by my present level now. And not to talk of the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, the next 50 years. Even the pastors of my father's house, they will lose consciousness and say, thank you, Jesus. If you are here, say amen. And number two, a prophet can be your spiritual father. A prophet can be your spiritual father. Or your pastor or your mentor. So it is you that will decide and say, this is my prophet. This is my prophet. For me, my own spiritual father is my prophet. Every month, as soon as a new month comes, I go with a seed. I package a seed. A seed that represents his value in my life. And I go with the seed, sir. That day I came for new month blessing. Then I show him my plans. He goes through my plans. Victor, so what happened last month, sir? These are the things that happened last month. These are the things that I could not meet up to. Then he begins to give me strategy. As soon as he's done. So Victor, let's pray. He doesn't ask me, kneel down. I go on my knees. Without controversy, the lesser is best, is blessed of what? The greater. Hebrews 7:7. Without controversy, the lesser is best is blessed of the greater. Meaning, the lesser person should kneel down, assume the posture of this is my head. Not that I want to pray for you, then you stand like manzan that cannot be moved with my seed on my hand. Not holding it like a bribe. You know, there are some persons that give men of God things like a bribe. The one you did to police. How much for envelope? 20 naira, 15 naira. You package it. It's an envelope. Now hear this. You release it to him. Then he releases the blessings to you. That's how it works. Is God helping somebody? Maybe they have not taught you this in your life. You are learning it today. Start practicing it. If you're here, say amen. If you're here, say amen. Now note this. Prophet offering is an offering you give to the man whom God has placed over your life and destiny. Prophet offering is the offering you give to a man that God has placed over your life and your destiny. In other words, it's the offering you give to your spiritual head. Not that they need it. Not that they need it. All the mothers in the house, it doesn't matter how old you are, if you start practicing this now, in case you don't have a prophet over your life, mommy, please go and pray. Daddy, go and pray. Lord, show me the prophet over my life. Then go and meet him officially. Not that you are guessing. He knows he's my prophet. No! Even me too, I'm aware that my son destiny is my biological son. I'm aware. Him too is aware. Need to see when they tell them in school, Miss Meg, you should be careful in your school. Are you hearing me? When they tell them, bring this, as soon as he just opened the door, Daddy, he gives you the letter, PTA letter. They need to be careful. Your son too is there. They should be careful. Huh? Then the next thing, then they say fruit day. Then they bring a lineup of fruit that we must buy. If you just come back from school, he's bringing the thing. Daddy, fruit. You must answer it. Now tomorrow, then they say it is a change of uniform day and a suit today, native tomorrow. T-shirt next tomorrow. Do you know why my son will come to me? Because of I'm what? I'm his father. He's aware. So how will you say this person is your spiritual father? He's not aware. And even you too. You are just saying it by assumption. The awareness is you are not even sure of. The father should know. Hear this. I refuse to submit under anybody on television that did not know me. Say, ah, see my spiritual father. See him. And he doesn't know you. He has never laid his hand on you. So what kind of spiritual fatherhood is that? That's not submission. You are just playing game with your destiny. Those ones on cable can be mentors. This is my mentor. I love what God is doing in his life. Don't play games with your destiny. Don't suffer the children that are coming. The suffering I saw in my father's house, my children should not see it, please. No, many of us that you know how to complain about your father. If not for that, they will not be here. You better do something about the message I'm preaching now. So the children will not look at you and say, if not for our daddy. How old are you now? Now, many of us now, we are 20s, we are in our 30s now. There was one day, my son, they woke up. I forgot that there was no bread. They ate it maybe yesterday morning. So I was not aware. I thought that there was bread. Then in the morning, there was no bread. And it was very early. Those guys have not opened. You know, my son told me, he just came with wisdom. Said that he want to eat bread and tea, sir. Said there's no bread, but there's tea. How are we going to drink tea without bread? Look at the audacity he was talking to me. He believed that his father has the money for what? For bread. So, when I checked, the time would not afford us to buy the bread and for them to catch up with school, for them not to go late. So, I pull out biscuits, their biscuits. They have a corner that they have biscuits that they carry to school. So I carry the biscuits. And I told him, I said, there's biscuit. People should use biscuit. He said, no, daddy, it's bread that we are used to. So then I lay down on it and I said, Jesus said, I am the biscuit of life. So then I said, if you eat, before I knew, do you know what he told me? He said, no, our children teacher said, Jesus multiplied bread and fish. I said, one of the translations says, it is biscuit and fish. Then the way I was serious, and I spoke in tongue, and I held it like this, and I told him, I opened it, I said, I start eating. I put it in their mouth. Is this sweet? He said, yes. Is this sweet? Now, if you don't want to do your children all of these things, this one is bread, oh. The first time we went to City Bay with the children, then every time, do you know what wisdom will say? Daddy, mommy, I want to go to City Bay. So it is every day. If it's my birthday, do you know what you will say? Daddy, City Bay. So that's why my birthday, we must carry them there. My wife's birthday, we'll carry them there. Their own birthday. Then Christmas time, oh God, God should help you. Even when they are in that Christmas service, they are not in that service. It's that City Bay, they must go. But why will your children see all of those wonderful places that you kept them in the compound? I say, play, Junior, play. Play here. When my father did not carry me to anywhere. Go where? Go, come on. Stay in your room. Look. You are wicked. So hear the covenant and grow up into wealth so that your children can look at you and say, I will show you my dad. My daddy will soon come. My daddy will soon come. Look at that car. It's my daddy. Why another person's daddy is trekking? And Junior, look at your daddy. It's not be my daddy. Oh. Children can deny their father if their father is not wealthy. They can even ask them that what is your father's name? He said, my father's name is Pastor Victor Onuche. Meaning somebody that his father's name is Ebuka. He said, no, my father's name is Pastor Victor Onuche. Why? Onuche has what? Money. You can call your name. Is somebody getting what God is saying here this afternoon? If you are here, say amen. Things to note in regards to prophet offering. Things to note in regards to prophet offering. There is a reward for sowing into the life of your prophet. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Matthew chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. We love your knowledge. We love your wisdom. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your wisdom.
We love your wisdom.
We love your knowledge.
We love your knowledge.
What is your fragrance?
What is
what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
The book of Matthew chapter 10, 41 to 42. Yes.
Verse 41 to 42. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.
Anyone that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive what? A prophet what? Reward. So hear this, for every prophet has his reward. Once you honor them, they release their reward, meaning you are blessed. Come. When you hear you are blessed, it's not an honorary word. That is the prophet reward. My son, you are blessed. You will succeed in all that you do. What that man is saying, he's not just releasing empty words, he's releasing what? The blessing. Prophet what? Reward. Don't ever forget this in your life. And anyone that gives a cup of cold water, meaning God's servant, I was blessed, and at this my level, what I could offer is cold water. That man will not lose his reward. So what about the man that brings a car for the prophet? That man has signed a deal to have cars, to have private jet. This is how to rise in life. You know why people buy cars for men of God? They buy it because they want God to give them their next level. So you see, somebody will just buy a Prado Jeep and go and drop. And that man's life begins to move. Do you know how our governor won election? Our governor in this state. When E. Adeboye came to town the first time, this man built a house, furnished it, and told God's servant, pleaded with him to rest in that house. You know he's a redeemer, right? Your servant rested there and released the blessing. No matter what for changing. Up to today, he's still sitting down there. What happened to that man? He received what? A prophet what? That's how it happens. Look at the governor of River State. Goes to Reverend Dr. Mokwai. This is how he goes to greet him. His father. Why other governors? Full of themselves. When it comes to a prophet, humble yourself. So I can receive what the prophet what? Reward. This is how it works. I won't lie to you. This is how it works. Now, can I tell you another thing? Will you be able to receive this one? Hear this. You notice that our parents, they used to send one kind of money to the village. What kind of money? Do you know why they are sending that money? It's to service their prophets and the altar. They say, we will not do one more. Me, I'll be Christian. Lie. But see, take this one. That festival that they used to hold in the village. Then they'll call and say, send. Thank God for our generation. We have caught up with all of those kind of things. I've told my wife, at my old age, if I die, bury me in Zion City. If people would try once to carry my dead body to that village that I don't understand, the power that controls that place, the ambulance will not move. I told my mom to her face, said, you don't talk like that. I said, I would like talking like this. Then I pitied that uncle that come and they said they want to bab my wife's head. You are dead. You'll be very shocked that you will see a hand that slaps you. Dead before arrival. So hear this. It's either you service the altar of the devil or you service the altar of what? Who is the priest on God's altar? Your prophet. Prayer, you can relate with this better. For every prophet, either prophet of God or the other prophet, they used to come with things, right? Even some that comes with cow, right? Comes with goat. You understand what I'm saying, but you know, some of these people that grow in town, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you don't understand what we are saying. That is why, on the matters of prophet offering, don't joke with it. If you are here, say amen. Things to note. Number two. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level. You want to move to the next level in life? You move by your prophet. Your prophet serve as God's bridge to your next level. Financially, materially, and all around. Look at Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. Thank you, Jesus.
Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13.
Yes.
And by prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt.
How did God bring Israel out of Egypt? By what? By a prophet. Yes.
And by a prophet was he preserved.
Lord, I want to move to my next level. God is saying, locate your prophet. Your prophet is the one that God is going to use to carry you to your next level. He's the bridge. He's your bridge. Look at scripture. We are speaking scripture here. The children of Israel, God saw their cry. God wanted to help them. God sent Moses. Sent the prophet by the name Moses. Go and bring my people out of Egypt. And Moses went as a prophet and brought them out of Egypt. Don't play with your prophet, please. So do you see the reason why I have so much honor and regard for God's servant, my prophet? Because of what I know about the prophet. He cannot call me, then I'm cleaning busy for him. He cannot say, come for this meeting, then I say, I'm not chance. For what? Media, the Lord bless you. There's another next level picture. So get set for the other one. Hear me and hear me well. Let your prophet know that you value him. Let your prophet know that you what? You value him. If you're here, say amen. So I want to move to my next level. What do? You locate your prophet. Release the seed and ask him to move you to your next level. That's how it works. If you're here, say amen. Now write this down. What the umbilical cord is to a baby is what a prophet or a spiritual or your spiritual parent is to a person. What the umbilical cord is to a baby is what a prophet or your spiritual parent is to your life. You disconnect from them, you begin to fail and even die prematurely. You disconnect from them, you begin to fail and even die prematurely. The umbilical cord is the cord that connects the baby in the womb to the mother. That is the what our Idoma brethren will call the cord that connected to the Udo. For better understanding, you get it. To the umbilical. That's the cord that connects a mother. Meaning when a mother is pregnant, when she eats food, is that cord that carries the food to the baby. So if that cord, if it cuts, the baby will die. Your seed is that umbilical cord that connects you to your prophet. In those days, you are not permitted to go and see a prophet empty-handed. No. You are not permitted. If you are going to see a man of God, you go with a seed. This is how to move to your next level. Hear this. At every level, you have something to give to your prophet. That was why the Bible said, a cup of cold water. I don't have anything, but I'm starting life. But how much for bottled water? 100 naira, 200. You are going to see a man of God, your pastor, whosoever. Get something. Don't just go like that. Anything. No. Go with what? With something. God has truly blessed you. Is it wrong to give your prophet 100,000, 200,000, 500,000? Totals of God's servant. Trillions. Get to his prophet. Now let me help us. There are people amidst us, they are rising. And you need to know how they are rising. Rebecca, come. You know, I've been angry with you yesterday. You know it, but come. After the service, we'll settle. Say amen. He didn't come for publicity. That's why I'm angry. And he's the publicity director. Are you still here? Now, hear this. This young man, how many years have you spent in this commission?
Yeah, 3 years plus.
3 years plus. 3 years plus. What changed this young man's life is honor for his prophet. I am his prophet. This man, the way he's married. How he got married was because of his honor for his prophet. I knew how his life was. Where is our mommy? Mommy Jogona's mom. Mommy, can you wave? Mommy, you should know him very well before. Mommy was even appreciating us the other day. That Kai, the way his life has changed, she's surprised. Now, his uncle has his own prophet. Now, if I give him mic now to tell him the name of his uncle and the prophet that's over his uncle, you'll be shocked. They used to go to Lagos. But the man is dead now. With his name withheld. The Lord give you understanding, as many that can follow the gist now. Now, hear this. When they go to see that man, they go with 1 million each. The least is 500,000 each. I hear this. This man will just pray for them. Their business will move to the next level. All of them have close to 100 plot of land. His own uncle have close to 50. The man is using bicycle, but don't joke with him. 100, because just obeying the law. That is it. Prophet, see, his uncle told him, he said, don't joke with your prophet. I was nothing. Pastor Amos, when you came to Makurdi from Maiduguri, you know how I was. Prophet offering. I was living in the family house. That was when they came to Makurdi. But today, the story is no longer the same. Constantly service to my prophet has changed my life. This is the understanding. Prophet reward. Hear this. This man, he moved from seed to serving his prophet. You come to my house, this is the man. He will wash my children's clothes. He's the one that beat my children. He had an encounter and God told him, for you to move to the next level and for you to become a billionaire, serve Pastor Victor. That was it. He has started serving. Now, this man, after this service, you ask him for 1 naira, you're in trouble. He's in his millions now. But he came to this commission 3 years, and there are people that have followed me in this ministry. 10 years, 7 years. You will hear their testimony on Sunday for good. But there are others that they are following. They are seeing what to do to their prophet, and they're shifting them. The other day I arrived in divinity. I went and fetched water. I started washing my spiritual father's car. He was inside. The evangelists, they were praying inside the hall. I came. I didn't need to take permission from anybody. I know if I take permission, they will refuse. But I told myself I needed to serve my prophet. Today, if I want to wash my car, it's because of I decide. There are people that comes on their own to wash it. You see how it works? See, I will just do only one key. If I press this one down, it enters your spirit. So when you see your pastor in your church, when you see your spiritual father, don't joke with them. In life, have these three people in your life. Number one, have a spiritual father. Number two, have a pastor. Number three, have instructors. Paul advised us to have 10,000 instructors. Know them at their level. This one is my spiritual father, the man who speaks over my life. Number two, this is my pastor. Their birthday, don't joke with it. Today we're celebrating the birthday of one of the bishops. Invited me and my wife. We went to honor him. Some persons on my birthday. That's the day Nepal used to carry light. That's the day that they don't have money. I used to look at them. I used to laugh. I and my wife, we save for my spiritual father's birthday. We go to honor him. When he see us, Mr. Oche, you went with us the last birthday. I reason you went with us too. But you discover that he said Pastor Victor and the wife only enter the parlor. Every other man of God, they were outside. Why wouldn't they be outside? They should be outside. Those that know the road to the city should be inside. Do you know why people like Gosman Polenenche and Ibioye will sit down in front in Shiloh? They know the road to the city. Take your seat. They know the road to what? To the city. When they introduced them, then they said, every other sons in the crowd, wave your hands. I refuse to be among every other sons. I want to be, oh God, frontliner sons. If I'm a son, I'm a son. And I will do what I will do to be one of the best sons. If you are here, say amen. Wave your hands to Jesus. Things to note. Point number four. Okay, point number three. Your prophet offering connects you to the unction that's upon the life of your prophet. Matthew 10, verse 41. Matthew 10, verse 41. Yes.
Verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward.
Now, shall receive what? A prophet's reward. Any anointing that you want can come on you if you know how to receive your prophet. Bible student, hear this. The sons of the prophet, when Elijah was taken by God by the wild wind, it was only Elisha that was following. Here the sons of the prophet, they said, do you know that your master, not our master, your master will be taken away from you? There are some persons that are in the crowd. Na papa. Those kind of persons, there's no blessing for them. Say, we want to do this on Papa's birthday. Say, I beg for waiting. That thing that you have said that disqualified you from the blessing. It has disqualified you from the blessing. Wanted to do something for God's servant. And one of the sons that I thought that this guy will, as soon as this guy stood up, he spoke nonsense. As soon as he sat down, I just said, sir, in our next meeting, you will not be around, sir. People like you will not be here. No, see, I'm a very calm person. But when it comes to my father, because I know his value, I can be violent. You should be able to fight when it comes to your father. If you know his value. Now imagine now, we come to your house, then somebody slap your father. Then you say you are a believer. Oh God, which believer is that? The Bible says fight a good fight of what? You are finished. Do you get it? No, you can't try it. Then you are quiet. Then you say, the Bible says we should be gentle like a dove. No, the Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Take your seat in God's house. Then they are insulting your dad, your biological dad, the person that gave birth to you. The mother, for what? Who born? Then talk more of your spiritual parent that brought you to the faith. If not that they have been supervising your life, by now you could have been a cultist. I was supposed to be a cultist. It was God's man by the son of the couple that God used to deliver me. Talk against him, you get horse slap. Is somebody getting what God is saying? Don't joke with it. Then you are in the company, then they're talking about your spiritual father. Then you're just clown. Say, I just want to behave myself. Behave yourself. That's when to misbehave. Jesus, for his father, went to the temple, saw that they were selling dove. What concerns dove with my father's house? They were selling sheep. They were exchanging money. The Bible says he took fayoko. He tied it very well. He went to the first man. He kept the man. He went to the next one. The other one said, he's not joking. No. They started running from the temple. Stand and wait for the next one. If you are here, say amen. I pray God give you understanding. When you see Apostle John Sleman, when he's going nowhere, you see Pastor Kisley, you see Pastor Fidelis, as fat as he is. If you should try him, we'll bring you down. Try him. You know, when they summoned him to Abuja, that they wanted to see him, Pastor Kisley and Pastor Fidelis, they went there. You need to see how they came down from that car like Jehu. Try it, we'll finish you people. Young generation, hear this. John joined people to disrespect fathers. There are some young people that are coming up. The best gospel that they can preach is to preach against Ia Deboy. To preach against God's servant, Bishop David Ondepo. To preach against God's servant, Paul Enenche. To preach against, don't join them. See, the Bible is too big. There are revelations in the Bible. Exhaust that one before you begin to judge. Who made you a judge first? That's why when you see some things online, you will never see my comment. It's maturity. See, when you are pointing people's hand and say, look at you, look, Yuba, this one is facing you, Yuba, then this or the other hand, they say, you too. Please don't join them. If you are here, say amen. The unction you respect and sow into will speak and rest on you. The unction you respect and sow into will speak on you. Ministers in the house, let me advise you. If God told you to follow me, if you want the unction to rest, have respect for me, have value for me. I and Mr. Oche, we were somewhere in one meeting, and my father too had a meeting. And the law is, when it is time for anniversary, all the sons will be seated. And I told Oche, once is this time, we are moving out of this place. Once it was the time, I just gave him my Bible. I said, move first. So when he went, so I did as if I wanted to go and ease myself. We're already going. You saw I was riding that day. I was riding like Jehu. We're going to go and catch up with my father's program. Very important. I have 100% value and respect for him. Whatever you value, the oil will flow straight to you. Whatever you sow into, the oil will flow straight into you. Get me a venison so that my heart will love and I release the blessing. Hear this. Let me tell you something. The reason why I read the books of great generals and I hear great men of God, it's because I want to soak into their secrets. Gosman Bishop David Onyedepo, he went to see Gosman Besendausa, and the protocol was too tight. So the protocol was too tight. Those days he was coming up. So then he told one of the protocol, I said, you better just allow me to go and see God's servant. See, because what I'm holding here, if Gosman knows that what I'm holding here, you're the one stopping me and stopping him from his next level, you will not be in this position. They say, what are you holding? They said, I am here with how many million that time? The protocol held his hand and carried him to the door. And when he knocked, Gosman said, what? He said, wait, when did this person inside? When he goes out? As soon as the person went out, then he brought Bishop inside. Bishop emptied, said, sir, I didn't come for any discussion. I came for prayers. Opened and look at money. Because someone prayed for him from the depth of his heart. His life has changed. His children, till Jesus come, we never beg for bread. this man. We never beg for bread. He said, we can buy one aircraft from one pocket. One what? But this was a man, when they had their first son, they didn't have what to eat. It was the milk that they brought for the son that they were taking, trusting God for next supply. How did he shift? He saw a man that was ahead of him and he connected. Media, God bless you. Look at their wedding picture. I am tired of the status quo. It cannot be more than this. I am tired of the status quo. It gonna be more than this. It gonna be more.
It's gotta be more. Gotta be more. There's gotta be more than this.
There's gotta be more.
Gotta be more. Gotta be more. There's gotta be more than this.
Point number four. Your prophet offers, or your prophet offering opens the heart of your prophet naturally to bless you. Your prophet offering opens the heart of your prophet naturally to bless you. Now look at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 15 to 16. Then we're going to jump to verse number 19. Philippians 4, 15 to 16. We're going to jump to verse number 19. Yes.
Verse 15 to 16.
Yes.
Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again.
Ye sent once and again. Back to the other scripture. Verse 15.
Now ye Philippians know also.
Paul was talking to the Philippian Christian. He said, you people have been taught about giving. And concerning my own case, ye have, he said, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you alone. Meaning the Philippian Christians, they were a set of persons that he taught them giving, and they made up their mind to give. So only that church were giving. Go to the next verse. Verse 16.
For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again.
Now Paul moved to Thessalonica. They still remembered their prophet. They were still sending to him. This is like maybe Gosman Onyedepo moved from Kaduna to Lagos. Then the people that submitted under him, they were still sending things from Kaduna to what? To Lagos. I mean, wherever a prophet is, distance is not the barrier. So they were still sending to what? To Paul. Look at the next thing. Yes.
Verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Now, because of you have supplied all of these things, you have been given. Then hear this. You know, many of us will just speak only this verse. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ. Calm down. There was something that church did. Then Paul was praying for them. He said, and my God, Paul was talking, my own God, will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. For giving to me, Paul, you did it once and again. You have been doing it constantly. So my God shall supply all your needs. Is somebody getting it? If I say amen. What happened if great generals comes to Makodi and they are having a program? Package a seed. Either you drop it in the offering basket or drop it on the altar. What happened? A visiting pastor comes to your church. The 3 days revival program. Package a seed. And go and drop either in the offering box. It is you and God that knows that it is a seed to that man of God. Or you can go and meet the man, your pastor, or you can come and meet me. Papa, this man of God, I sense he's the holy man of God. Remember the woman of Shulam? He said, I sense this is the holy man of God. He told the husband, let's build an upstairs for the man of God. When she built an upstairs, she and the husband, they built an upstairs. And the prophet said, ask what I should do for you. The prophet said, by this time, according to the time of life, you will embrace the son. And at the same time the following year, she had a son on her hand. That woman could have been barren and go to meet with God and say, my destiny is barrenness. But when she met a prophet, barrenness was cleared off. This is how we move in life. It was the time that jam was jamming me. I took a seed and I told God servants, I prayed this thing. I want to go to the university. God servant prayed and said, you are going to the university. Prayed. Because that year I got admission. See how it works. I told God servant that in my father's house, nobody had done white wedding. So I packed the seed. I gave it to God servant and said, sir, break the yoke that makes people not to do white wedding. I marched to the altar with it. That day I was trying to behave myself. When I was marching, they said, it's march, you march to church. It's no problem, recession time is coming. I just went like this. Just went to the altar. So, but why is it that they will allow the ladies to dance all the dance? My wife was coming in. When I turned back, I saw her the way she was dancing. I said, me, they say march. So I said, no problem. Recession time, you will see something. So she danced, cause gospel and came to the front. I said, you try. Reception. When it was reception, oh God, watch the video. I finished her. In my father's house, nobody does legal marriage. You see a guy, 16 years, my uncle, the children, oh God. The last one was 19 years, pregnanted a lady, brought the lady to the house, pregnanted another lady. So he has two wives, last born, two wives. You know the curse in your father's house, how to break it. Go with a seed. The seed is your weapon. Have you heard people say battle seed? Have you heard something called battle seed? This is what we are saying. If you are here, say amen. Now what is my counsel as we draw the curtain close? Your prophet welfare is very important. Do something about it. Your prophet welfare is very important. Do something about it. Hear this. There are people in this ministry who they love me beyond the anointing. None they come. Do you know why this young man is still in Makurdi? He went to Abuja. The Lord told him, go to Makurdi. Go and stay under Pastor Victor. I'll bless you in Makurdi. This guy left Abuja. Your sister and your brothers, how many are there in Abuja?
Yeah, three, sir.
Three brothers and sisters in Abuja. They are well to do. Some of them sent you money for machines and all of that. They said, no, you must be in Abuja. He said, no. God said, go to Makurdi and serve God's servant. He came back to Makurdi. Learn fashion design. He came to me and said, sir, give me the privilege to make all of your native and your suit for free. What I'm putting on, you would think that I bought it in boutique. This is the man that made this. Am I looking great? Now, this man started his shop with how many machines? Is it butterfly or industrial?
Butterfly.
How many industrial machines do you have now?
Over four.
Over four machines. In how many years? Less than 2 years. This is how to get the prophet reward. He's the last born in his father's house. I don't want to go into details. There's one of his elder brothers that says so many things happening to him. But for him, his life is rising. You understood the place of a prophet. If I'm angry with him, there was one day I told him, I said, get out of my house. I was angry with him. I told him to leave my house. He left my house and stayed at my door. Leave me at the door with my father. When I opened the door, I said, what are you doing? He said, sir, can you drive someone from his father's house? He has the ghost. He could have told me, you to go to your own spiritual father's house. When you understand the principle, I tell you the truth, you will rise. Go and take your seat. Lord bless you. Ruth, okay, come. Your wife, come. Number what is she in her family?
Second to the last.
Second to the last. Sorry to say this, in case the siblings are here. You're not here, right? Now, hear this. The first child is still in the father's house. All the ladies are still there. She is the only one that broke the record. How does she break the record? Mama, please come. Is the wife that sows this. Every native you see my wife wear, apart from the one that we have now for this anniversary, which we will start wearing as the anniversary goes on, because of the wife is still holding a baby, is his wife by the name Ruth Emeka Chukwu that sews it free of charge. See, if you want to give them money, they'll be running. Which kind of running? Take this one. They will run. Why am I doing this? I want you to know the value of your prophet. If you don't value them, you can never rise. If I possible, your prophet is not me. You have your own prophet. Do the same to him. I teach you kingdom this afternoon. Next to tithing is your prophet offering. What you do to your prophet, it matters. Now, hear this. This man, anytime he goes to Onitsha for his business, when he's coming back, he will come with things for my wife, either for the kitchen or for her, either shoe or whatever. And for me, his prophet, what I'm putting on, he bought it for me. When I asked him the amount, I said, you could have known, you could account that money and give to me. Are you hearing me? Then he told me something. He said, sir, I know your value, sir. Do you see how it works? Now somebody will look at him and say, what? There are just some person that God is blessing. Don't mind God. God is doing partiality. God is not doing any partiality. If you know the secret, you will rise. In case you don't know this man, Minister Oche, come. You know the bike he was using. That if he's riding the bike on that main road, you'll be hearing the sound here. God has changed his life. Was it last Sunday I was in your house or last two Sundays? We went to his house. God has changed his life. This is how to rise, my people. I will not lie to you. How my life changed was tithe and prophet offering. So much has been said. Now it is time for you to practice it. Pastor, I don't have anything, but your recharge card of 100 naira. Start with it. One of my daughters bought me this handkerchief. She brought it on her birthday. Said that I don't have much, but in future I will give you a Prado jeep. In future I will buy you a private jet. There are people that if they promise you, you will say yes, I know you can do it. Because if you can give handkerchief today, you will give private jet tomorrow. But if you cannot give handkerchief today, you can't give a private jet. You can't. So please start from where you are. I know the first gift that this man gave to me. Go and take your seat. Is God blessing somebody here this afternoon? Just note this last thing as I round up. As we begin to pray. My counsel to all. Go to your spiritual head every month for blessing. That person you call your spiritual father. Go to him every month. If it's not in Makurdi, we are in the city of Makurdi, but maybe let's assume that it's in Abuja. At least in a year, go to see him 3 times. Sir, I don't have all it takes. Then let me cancel you. Go to him 2 times a year. Number 1, during his birthday, you should be present. Number 2, at the beginning of every year, go to that man to open the year for you. In January, go to him to open the year for you. Then on the day of that man's birthday, go to him. Hear this. Do a savings for his birthday. And gather the money. Even though you are saving 500, 1,000. To his birthday, it will be something reasonable. Go and honor him. Is God helping us? There was something that Emeka and Ruth, they did before God gave them their baby. My daughter came to me and said, sir, my mom told me that she had some delay for like 1-2 years. Sir, I don't want that cycle to repeat itself. She brought a seed and said, sir, break this for me. She took the seed to mama. Mama just prayed for her and laid her hand on her womb and said, if I had my baby, there was no delay. Prayed for her. It was that month that the pregnancy came. It was that month. Don't follow what our parents did. They don't have respect for anybody. Say, as you see me, I talk to anybody in here. Who are those men of God? Please get up. That is why they are where they are. Go and ask your father and your mother, Daddy, who is the prophet over your life? Say, what is prophet? What is prophet? I have pastor. Even the pastor, they are not even servicing the pastor. Hear this, my maternal grandmother, my mother's mother. Do you get it now? In the village, she understands this prophet thing. They go to fetch water for their pastor. Mama told my mom, he said, if I die, let my pastor, meaning her speech, said, this is my father, let him bury me. No wonder. When Mama died, they saw hundreds of thousands. 2 weeks to her death, she called the first son and said, open that thing, count those money. Look at money that they were counting. Look at bags of granite. Look at bags of things that Mama kept. And told the son and said, I'm already old. I don't have anything to do with it. First son called my mom and said, do you know how much we saw in Mama's this day? 500,000. Grandmother had 500,000 in this generation. And we have young people that even 10,000 naira is not in their account. Think about it. So you can be young and you are a fool. You can be old and you have wisdom. And you can be old, gray hair. The gray hair of Methuselah has nothing to do with the wisdom of Solomon. Build your life on covenant principle. Rise to your feet, everyone. Lord, I receive grace to honor the prophet which you have set over my life. Lift your voice as you pray. I receive grace to honor the prophet you have placed over my life. If I were you, I would give my best now. If I were you, I'm going to strike down in the place of prayer. Mighty name of prayer. Now, when the word, when it comes like this, the devil wants to steal the word from your heart. Don't mind Pastor Victor. Don't mind him. The devil begin to tell you, don't mind him. You can go far without. That is how to become stuck in life. Lay your right hand in and say, Father, Lay your right hand on your hand. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive grace.
I receive grace
to begin,
to begin
my covenant walk.
My covenant walk.
I receive grace.
I receive grace
to be faithful in my titan.
To be faithful in my titan.
I receive grace.
I receive grace
to start giving my prophet offerings.
To value my prophet.
To value my prophet. For your mother to make the
prophet.
I receive grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All eyes closed, all heads bow. All eyes closed, all heads bow. You are in the congregation, you are saying, Pastor Victor, pray for me. Hear this. If you give your tithe, you give your prophet offering, and you are not born again, the blessings will not work for you. First of all, you must be born again. Jesus must be happy with your life. You are in the crowd, you are saying, Pastor Victor, pray for me. God is not happy with my life. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. Place your right hand on your chest, wherever you are. Place your right hand on your chest. Win that war. The devil wants to keep you in slavery. One of the ways to break out of the shackles of darkness is to make a decision for Jesus. Win that war now. Win that war now. You are the deliverer of your family, so the devil cannot hold you. You know Jesus is not happy with your life. Place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. Place your right hand on your chest. Wherever you are, I want you to carry your Bible, your bag, and come to the altar of God. If you are ashamed of God, God too will be ashamed of you on that
day. I surrender.
On your own, carry your Bible, your bag, and come. Brother, come. Sister, come. I want to make my way right. Come to the altar of blessing. Come with your Bible. Come with your bag. Sister, God bless you. You have won the war. You have won it. You have won it. Brother, you have won that war. Come, come, come. Come to the altar of blessing. Come closer. Come closer to the altar of blessing. There are people that are still in the crowd. The devil is telling you, don't go out, don't go out, don't go out. The devil wants to win the war over your soul. Wherever you are, you know Jesus is not happy with you. Carry your Bible, your bag, come to the altar of mercy. Brother, I'm waiting for you. Sister, I'm waiting for you. You know God is talking to you. You know God is talking to you. You know God is talking to you. Wherever you are, carry your Bible, your bag, come, sister, come. God bless you. Come, 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 come. I see in the spirit. Come, come. Win that war. Win that war. I surrender everything to Jesus.
We hold in nothing. We hold in nothing.
You are still in the crowd. The devil is telling you, don't go out. If you know how great your destiny is, you will come to the altar of mercy. You will come to the altar of mercy. As we do this song, wherever you are, rush to the altar. Son of David, Son of David,
have mercy on me. Have mercy on me.
You know Jesus is not happy with you. You are saying, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Come, 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 come. I give you this opportunity now. Come, sister, come. Sister, come. Come, 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 come. Jesus is talking to you.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Sing, Son of David.
Son of David.
Son of David.
Have mercy on me.
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 I wanted to tell Jesus and say, I am sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. The rest of us in the crowd, I want you to pray for the week. Tell the Lord, Lord, I know you are not happy with me. Just close your eyes, brother, and talk to God. I know you are not happy with me. I receive grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Now place your right hand on your chest. Repeat after me from the depth of your heart. Brother, there's something that's coming on you. I need an usher here. There's something that's going to come on you as you pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I am a sinner. I ask for your cleansing. I know you died on the cross for my sake. Today, I accept the free gift of salvation. I receive grace to serve you forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing me. Thank you, Jesus, for taking over. Thank you, Jesus, for cleaning me from all my sins. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm going to pray for you now. There are two of us right now, the hand of God is going to come upon us. Just close your eyes as I pray for you. Lord, thank you for these precious ones. I ask that you release grace upon them to live a life that will please you. Grace to handle your weakness is hereby released. I pray for you. Grace to live a holy life is hereby released. Grace to live a holy life is hereby released. Grace to live a holy life is hereby released. Sister, I breathe upon you the breath of life and I open up your destiny to the anointing. Grace to live a holy life. Grace to live a holy life is hereby released. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name. Now, please, just go with our counselors. Counselors, please just usher them. You are going to sit in front. You are a special guest for today. It's a new day for you. The Lord bless you. Is that the best you can do for them? Give Jesus a clap of praise. Hallelujah. Take your seat in God's house.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect with the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.